What looks from afar like a Baroque steeple is revealed to consist of two parts on closer inspection. The upper octagonal part is quintessentially Baroque with its Welscher Haube, an onion dome, and above it the smaller lantern. But the square part at the bottom is the oldest preserved masonry in Dachau. This base of the steeple is the only remnant of the former Gothic church, the nave of which was completely demolished. When the citizens decided to construct a new church, the old Gothic tower was initially left in place to cut costs, just like the chancel annex of the former building, which you are now standing next to. This chancel was designed by the Munich court architect Friedrich Sustritz and was also incorporated into the new structure by Krumper, his son-in-law. The old Gothic steeple, which was far too low in relation to the rest of the building, was raised by about half when adequate financial resources became available several years after completion of the new church. And so, in its modern guise, we see a Gothic base with typical Baroque additions next to the naves in late Renaissance style. On your walk around the church, did you notice the epitaphs embedded in the walls? These former tombstones testify to the old graveyard, which was once located around the church but was later replaced by the cemetery. You will also visit this site a little later on in our tour. For now, though, proceed down the steep steps right next to the steeple and follow the extension of Apothekergasse downhill towards Pfarrplatz and St. Florian's Fountain. By the way, just turn around as you walk away to enjoy a magnificent view of the church and its steeple. Now, pause for a moment by the fountain to learn more about the citizens of Dachau.